پایگاه فرهنگی اطلاع رسانی راسخون.
Now, depending on which operating system you end up hosting your website on with ASP.NET content, the integration with IIS is going to be slightly different. So what I thought I would do is start by looking at the IIS 6 integration and how ASP.NET ties into that platform. IIS 6 is what you're going to be using if you deploy to Windows Server 2003. And there are a lot of ISVs that use that as a hosting environment out there today. So the way it works in IIS 6, let me go ahead and bring up an instance of Windows Server 2003 here, and I can show you how it ties in. If you go bring up Internet Information Services Manager from the Administrative Tools list, you can see the integration if you just go to the properties of a website or a an application within the website. And if I bring up the properties, you'll notice under the home directory, we can take a look at the script map, which you can see via the configuration setting. And this is sort of the standard extensibility point of IIS. It has been the standard extensibility point since its inception. In the past, people often ended up writing their own ISAPI extensions to build dynamic content. One of the things that ASP did when it was introduced, classic ASP, was sort of remove the need to build your own custom ISAPI extensions. You could simply write an ASP file and have the dynamic content parsed generically for you. And in fact, you can see that there is an ASP ISAPI extension installed here. That is how requests are dispatched onto the ASP runtime. So ASP.NET is not very different from that. It's it's very different in the sense in how it actually services requests from traditional ASP, but it is integrated into IIS 6 in much the same way. So we can see just below the ASP extension, I have an ASPX extension. In fact, all of these extensions that end with an X are associated with ASP.NET. So the ASPX extension, notice, is associated with a version 2 runtime of ASP.NET ISAPI.DLL. So that's an unmanaged DLL that is sitting there, and that's going to sort of bootstrap the ASP.NET request processing for requests that are dispatched onto ASPX endpoints. So that's the association. It just needs to be in place. And in IIS 6 and 7, for that matter, both the ISAPI extensions as well as the ASP.NET runtime are going to be hosted in the same worker process, which by default is W3WP. But that's the association. If you ever find that you have a problem with your ASP.NET associations, maybe you, for some reason, ASP.NET was not installed at the same time as IIS, or it was installed before IIS was installed, just bring up a Visual Studio command prompt, which will have the right path set up for you, and run ASP.NET reg IIS. And you want to run it with a dash I. There are a lot of options here, but a dash I will install the script map settings into IIS for you. So that's a good way to remedy it if you ever find that your IIS script map entries have for some reason disappeared on you.